Struggling with self-control, explore Padre Pio's wisdom on modesty, continence, and chastity. Discover how these virtues can help you overcome temptation and live a holier life. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, Messages from the Saint of the Stigmata, by Laureano and José Antonio Benítez. Within his pages, we find a short anecdote about a young spiritual daughter of Padre Pio named Anna. Now, Anna was a Third Order Franciscan. However, she deliberately chose to break one of the rules, despite having taken vows of obedience, and she thought she could get away with it. Here's the story. Padre Pio was the spiritual director of a young Franciscan tertiary named Anna. Despite residing outside of San Giovanni Rotondo, Anna frequently sought Padre Pio's counsel and confessed to him regularly. Furthermore, Anna simply loved dancing, and she would often go dancing in the afternoons at her friend's house. Now, this might not seem like a big deal from today's perspective. However, members of the Franciscan Third Order are prohibited from attending dances unless they are held at family gatherings. The reason is, of course, because of the physical closeness during dancing, which can lead to impure thoughts. It's crucial to note that knowingly placing oneself in situations that may lead to sin is in itself sinful. Saint Alphonsus elaborates on this in his work, The Practice of the Love of Jesus Christ, cautioning that he who loves danger will perish in it. He emphasizes the necessity for preserving the soul from sin by avoiding dangerous occasions, such as bad company, certain amusements, games, and the passion of love. Being fully aware of breaking this rule, Anna found, I would almost say, a sly way to avoid mentioning this to Padre Pio. You see, she would confess this sin before her visits to San Giovanni Rotondo, confident that Padre Pio would never find out. However, Padre Pio was no ordinary priest. During one of her confessions, Padre Pio asked Anna if she goes to Mass every morning, to which Anna replied, "No, Father, not every morning." She then proceeded to offer excuses to why she doesn't go. However, as anyone familiar with Padre Pio knows, he had little tolerance for excuses. Anna explained that to get to the church, she must cross a large town square, and that she felt shy, fearful even. To her shock, Padre Pio replied, "But you're not afraid to cross this same square at night to go dancing?" End of story. Now, the warning regarding the dangers of dances is not only found within the rules of the Franciscan order. It was also emphasized by several saints, most notably Saint John Vianney. He fervently fought against dances in the French town of Ars for 25 years. He saw that the problem with dancing wasn't only in the physical contact between unmarried individuals, but also in the fact that sensuality enters through the eyes, leading us to sin against the sixth commandment. He said, "Dance is the rope by which the devil drags the greatest number of souls into the abyss of hell." In fact, he was so fervent in warning the faithful about the dangers of dances that he had an altar built in honor of Saint John the Baptist bearing the inscription, "His head was the price of a dance." Moreover, he would deny absolution to those who attended dances unless they vowed never to do so again. It's worth noting that this was during the 19th century, when dances were, one might argue, even somewhat modest in comparison to what is considered dancing nowadays. One can just imagine what he would have to say about our modern clubs. Padre Pio also understood that sin can enter through the eyes, and he insisted people should dress modestly. For example, at the entrance doors of the church in San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio had a sign placed with the following message: "The church is the house of God. It is forbidden for men to enter with bare arms or in shorts. It is forbidden for women to enter in trousers, without a veil on their head, in short clothing, low necklines, sleeveless, or immodest dresses." Furthermore, Padre Pio guided his spiritual children to exercise control over their senses. He emphasized, "There are three virtues that perfect the devout person in terms of disciplining the senses: modesty, continence, and chastity. Through modesty, a devout soul succeeds in ruling over all its external actions." Saint Paul was quite right to recommend this virtue to everyone and to claim that it was necessary. On top of that, Paul wants that virtue to be seen by others. Through continence, the soul succeeds in keeping the senses of sight, touch, taste, smell, and hearing away from excessive pleasures, even permissible ones. With chastity, the virtue that transforms our nature into an angelic one, the soul keeps sensuality in check and turns it away from pleasures that are forbidden. And finally, let's not forget that Our Lady of Fatima especially emphasized the sins of the body as those that lead most people to hell. Shortly before her death, Giancita, the youngest of the three children, shared this important warning: "The sins that lead most souls to hell are sins of the body. A certain fashion will be introduced that will greatly offend our Lord. Those who serve God should not follow this fashion. The church has no fashion. Our Lord is always the same." In conclusion, let us follow the example set by Padre Pio. As we know, he showed profound devotion to Mary, who is the perfect example of purity and modesty. By following their example, we are reminded to dress and act modestly ourselves. As we strive to follow in their footsteps, we can be confident that we are on the right path to heaven, where purity reigns and nothing impure can enter. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.